News feature: tourism, wildebeest migration across Mara River from the Serengeti National Park, Tanzania to Masai Mara National Reserve, Kenya is the eighth wonder of the world. The spectacular phenomenon attracts millions of both local and foreign tourists who flock the Mara between the months of July and September every year to have a first-hand experience of the dramatic occurrence. During this season, hundreds of thousands of wildebeests, zebra and other antelope species journey from Serengeti to Masai Mara in Kenya, and return again near the end of the year. KNA sought more information from the Assistant Director Kenya Wildlife Service, KWS, in charge of Narok Ecosystem, Ibrahim Osman, on the fantastic migration that only occurs at the Masai Mara Serengeti ecosystem. Osman confirmed that the animals mainly move because of breeding purposes, and just like human beings have feelings, the animals too have a feeling on what is good for them. Between the months of July and October, the animals will migrate to the Kenyan side for mating purposes. At this point, there is enough grass on the Kenyan side that the herbivorous species feed on, he explained. The animals return to the Serengeti ecosystem from the month of December, and between March and May, they are said to be calving before they return back to Kenya for mating, and the cycle continues. The animals have brains like human beings, only that they do not talk, they know where to be at what particular time, he continued. Osman said the phenomenon is very stunning as it attracts millions of tourists every year who come from around the world to witness the eighth wonder of the world. During this season, most hotels at the Mara Reserve are fully booked and businesses in the environs at their peak. Masai Mara National Reserve Chief Warden Stephen Ole-Minus confirmed that security had been beefed up at the reserve to allow both foreign and local visitors to enjoy the phenomenon in a secure environment. He said, over 300 game rangers have been deployed to patrol the park to ensure that visitors' safety is guaranteed. The warden confirmed that all hotels and camps that had been affected by flash floods in the month of April and May have been renovated and now functioning as usual so as to render quality services to the many visitors at the Mara. At the same time, Ole-Minus confirmed that roads in the park that had been extensively damaged by the rains have been renovated and tourists can drive comfortably in the park. The locals, and especially women who make beads, are also earning a huge fortune in this great season. They have a chance to display and sell their artifacts to the tourists, he said. Minus also cautioned tourists against flouting park rules, saying those who failed to follow the guidelines set by the county government will risk arrest and prosecution. Wildebeest at the Masai Mara Game Reserve. Those visiting the game reserve should observe the rules and regulations set. Among them is: avoid overspeeding while in the park, do not litter around the park, do not hoot to scare the animals, among others, said. The county government of Narok recently banned the use of private vehicles for game drives at the Masai Mara National Reserve. In a letter addressed to personnel in charge at all gates and airstrips, the chief park administrator Alex Nabala said the new directives was meant to conform to the Masai Mara management plan that was signed into law in 2023. Nabala said the only vehicles that will be allowed at the National Reserve are the safari trucks, safari land cruisers and safari vans. The Masai Mara National Reserve Management Plan, Spatial Plan and Greater Mara Ecosystem Plan for 2023 to 2032 was signed into law in February 2023. The implementation of the law is meant to control the number of visitors entering the park, and especially this peak season when the wildebeest migration is happening. While on a tree planting mission in the county, the Director General Tourism Regulation Authority Nobat Salam said hotel booking was on an upward trend and many foreign tourists have expressed interest in touring the Masai Mara this peak season. Tourism sector is becoming very busy as we have seen hotel booking on the upward trend. Already, 1.1 million tourists have reported in the country this year and we expect more by the end of the year. We are hopeful that in the next 5 years we will be receiving over 5 million foreign tourists annually, he said. He said conserving the environment goes hand in hand with boosting wildlife and tourism, hence called on the residents to plant trees in their homes, schools, churches and government premises to increase forest coverage. We urge all residents to create a culture of growing trees so that we can achieve the 15 billion tree cover in 10 years. This will boost environment conservation and bring more returns in the country, he said. The Masai Mara is the leading source of local revenue in the county as the county collects approximately 3.5 billion annually from the reserve.